WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. It's a reprieve for former President Donald Trump.
Donald Trump will not be sentenced in his hush money criminal case until after the election. The judge just released his decision. It will be November 26th.
CBS's Graham Cates says the 34 criminal counts against the former president still stand.
Trump will remain, at the very least, a convicted felon, or having been convicted of felonies through the election, but he also won't know what his sentence will be until after the election.
In postponing the sentencing, the judge made several references to the historic nature of this case.
He's noted repeatedly how unique this case is in American history. Even though the courtroom operated in many of the ways you'd expect for a regular criminal proceedings,
the move comes as Trump still faces other legal challenges and as he heads down the home stretch of his presidential campaign. CBS News Special Report. I'm Linda Kenyon.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More official prison time for the Waukesha Christmas parade attacker. A judge in Milwaukee yesterday sentenced Daryl Brooks to 9 years for running over the mother of his children just weeks before he used the same vehicle to kill six people at the Christmas parade. Brooks is serving six consecutive life sentences for the infamous attack. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes what it took to win six terms in a Republican-leaning U.S. House district.
I've learned how to compromise without compromising my values. I don't believe I have cornered the market on all the good ideas, and I don't believe you get your way only.
Walz says he believes there are more things that unite Americans than divide them. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The new Mega Co-op location in Eau Claire is planning to expand the organization's community pump program. According to a WQOW report, the new location on Highland Avenue recently opened for business and have designated one of their gas pumps as a community pump. When residents use the community pump, 2 cents per gallon will be donated by the organization to a local school or nonprofit organization. A full list of which locations are offering a community pump and where those donations will go is available online. Another Western Wisconsin municipality is seeing multiple vehicle break-ins this week. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, multiple vehicle break-ins occurred in the village of Colfax overnight on Wednesday between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. In recent weeks, neighborhoods in the city of Eau Claire, city of Altoona, and village of Lake Halley have also seen a string of vehicle break-ins. The Dunn County Sheriff's Office is asking Colfax residents to check their security systems for any vehicles or individuals that appear suspicious. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a 3-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the 3rd week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny. Back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun. Oh, yeah. I do like to bowl, but
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dom Salvia, who joins me to talk about his new show here on Civic Media. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc.'s Terry Barr brings new music and sparkling conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour two of the big program. It is Friday, TGIF, September 6, 2024. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Partly sunny skies, a beautiful fall day, Mr. Zommers. Now, of course, there's hardly anybody out there, but can we show the street cam? There was a group of runners earlier in the day, and I'm not sure what was going on down there. But, yeah, lovely car going by, a woman crossing when she shouldn't be. This happens all the time. Look at that. There's a guy on a bike. See, it says, you can see right there, the red do not cross sign. There's a couple of runners. And here comes a car. There was a U-Haul. Now, see, who would have been at fault there? It would have been the runners.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous intersection down here at Fairchild and State Street in Madison, Wisconsin. It's not dangerous at all, though, this hour. This is a fantastic hour to be listening because lots going on, Mr. Zommers. And again, congratulations and thanks. Not sure why I said congratulations, but thank you to Trigby Olson and Brady Ewing for being on last hour. It was fantastic to have them here as always. And we are joined this half hour. Coming at the bottom of the hour is going to be Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World with Week in Review. But right now, bring on longtime friend, contributor, Mr. Jeff Perry, host of his own program Across Town on WVMO, great local radio station. Longtime colleagues together at WRCO and a longtime, like myself, Brewer fan, Mr. Perry. Welcome back to Hour 2.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here. Well,
you got your own crew you're traveling with nowadays. And you, for those watching on the stream, Mr. Perry in his fine Brewer attire. I am my green and gold for the Packers kickoff tonight. But we are giving away the final chance, Jeffrey, this hour for people in the Text to Win contest. And it is...
just a bit outside.
Very good. What kind of a contest is it?
It's a statewide contest.
Yes, it is a statewide. It is a statewide contest. The attorneys tell us we have to tell you that. So we'll pass it on. And in all seriousness, this is a chance to win. Every day this week, we're giving away two tickets, a pair, if you will, to the Milwaukee Brewers club level seats for a game on Sunday, September 22nd against Arizona, 1:10 in the afternoon. So somebody today will win that, as they have the last 3 days. And then later on this hour, our colleague and friend, Philip James Nee from WRCO in Richland Center, who's been doing this contest on his show, will also join us. And we are going to pull, the computer will pull it randomly. We don't have anything to do with it. The computer will pull the grand prize winner, including entries from this hour. And if your name is chosen, you will win two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, including a reception, a post-game post-game, post-movie Q&A with the filmmakers at the Marcus Majestic Theater in beautiful Waukesha, Wisconsin, next Wednesday night. It includes a hotel stay for you and your companion and a $100 quick trip gas card. You cannot beat it with a stick, Jeff Perry.
That is a prize wonderland.
Right? It is, yeah. It is exactly what it is. It's a prize wonderland here at the Old All Ball Show. So we're going to, you only have today until 1:45 to call in. Just over a half an hour, or not call, text in, pardon me. So if you have not done so yet, download the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite Apple or Android device, the App Store. Mr. Perry is doing it right now. He is eligible, by the way. And then you type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It pops up. You tap it. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal. That's right. There it is. Jeff Perry holding it up. You choose your favorite radio station. Waukesha, Madison are at the top. Find the station closest to you. Click on that. Then it will say, you'll see a little text icon on the right-hand side. It says text, little bubbles. There you go. Perry's holding it up. And you click on the text icon. And now I'm going to give you this hour's word to text in. The word this hour is popcorn. Popcorn, all one word. P-O-P-C-O-R-N. What do you have when you go to the new movie, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers at Marcus Theaters? You'll have some popcorn. Popcorn is the word that you text in right now. Popcorn. P-O-P-C-O-R-N. Popcorn. Text it in right now. You have just over a half an hour, and then we will draw the grand prize winner. Today's word, or this hour's word, popcorn. P-O-P-C-O-R-N. And make sure you check how it's spelled and your autocorrect doesn't do something funky. The funky Cole Medina.
The funky Cole Medina.
Remember that, Jeff? We had a colleague. Her name was Lila Marmel at WRCO. And she
remember that.
I know. And she used to say, time now to play some funky music on WRCO. She's fantastic, by the way. We all loved her. Popcorn. P-O-P-C-O-R-N. Popcorn. No, so Andrew in Maine. Pool boy. No, it's not pool boy. Popcorn. Popcorn, Andrew. P-O-P-C-O-R-N. Popcorn is the word to text right now. Jeff, I'm excited about this movie. We're going to be down in Waukesha doing our show for the entire 2 hours from the Marcus Theater in Waukesha on Wednesday for the world premiere. Kelly Call, one of the producers, originally from Burlington, and also Sean Hanisch, originally from Brookfield, the director-producer, are going to be there. They're so gracious as to allow us to be there. We're going to try to get a couple of the Brewers from that 82 team with us on the show. We were both in middle school, or the same age. What do you remember from 82?
I remember being very excited. We went to a lot of games that year. Mm-hmm. My dad was the station manager at WRCO in Richland Center. So we got some free tickets every once in a while. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
And so I believe we went to 5 games that summer.
Really?
Including Game 5 of the ACLS, where they beat the Angels and went to the World Series.
Wow, were there that night.
That was
the
greatest sports experience of my life, without question.
I knew you'd gone to a couple of games. I guess I don't remember or didn't know that you had been there for Game 5.
Yeah, it was insane. People running out on the field and tearing down the goalposts. No, wait. But it
could have been because the Packers used to play a couple of games there in those days.
They did. It's true. And I have some of the programs. I don't know if we want to show those to folks.
Sure.
Who are
yeah. So this
screen.
Is this is the actual program.
Game program from 1982, County Stadium, and I used to keep score. That was my favorite thing to do when I was at the game. I would keep score, and usually when I got to about the 6th or 7th inning, I'd say, "Ah, the heck with it," and I'd give up.
But you see that once in a great while now, a young kid keeping score at a game, and there's just nothing more kind of wholesome and Americana to me. You know?
That's what I think.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, here's another one.
So just another one. For people listening at home, you can't see anything, but for those on the stream, it's some of the Brewer sluggers on the cover of the...
And red, white, and blue.
So yeah. Two blue stripes with a red down the middle. That was a home game.
Yeah.
Official pro. And a buck, cost a buck in 1982.
Yeah.
Do they even do paper programs anymore at the Brewer games? I've been to a few. I haven't seen them.
I don't think so.
Mr. Zomers, you've been there this year. Have you seen anybody hawking paper programs?
I have not. I will ask my roommate, Elliot, who is real big on baseball, if any teams really still do that. He probably will know.
Probably. I mean, but I like, I mean, I think you're kind of like, I'm a tactile guy.
Yeah.
I like analog stuff. Me too. Like something in my hand. And so maybe they do scorecards at Brewer games now, but I don't know they do a full program.
And it's too bad because that I have these great memories. I can leaf through the program and read the articles and look at the photos, and even the ads are amazing from back that long ago.
Ham's Beer, I see, was one of them on there. Yeah. Big sponsor at the time.
Yeah.
I did a little research, and it turned out Johnsonville was the sausage or the brat, the official brat of the Brewers 82, and then for years it wasn't, and now it is again. So maybe that's a good sign for this year.
Could be.
What else you got for us, Jeff? In your memorabilia bag from 1982, we're celebrating the new movie called Just a Bit Outside, debuting in Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin on Friday, September 13th. And we are giving away a chance to win right now if you text in the word popcorn, a chance to win two VIP tickets to the world premiere in Waukesha next Wednesday, September 11th. The word to text in right now on the Civic Media app is popcorn, P-O-P-C-O-R-N, popcorn. Text it in now. We're going to draw at the end of the show.
And if you're sitting at home and you're thinking to yourself, well, you know, I'm listening on my local station. Mm-hmm. It is a statewide contest.
Thank you. Thank you. It is a statewide contest. What else do you have for Mr. Jeff Perry?
I have some autographs that I got. Not necessarily all of them in 1982. Oh. Some of them are from other years, but I have Jim Gantner.
Wow.
I have Paul Molitor. I have Ben Ogilvy. Buck Martinez, who we'll talk about in a minute. Sixto Lascano, who was a little earlier than 82.
Yeah.
Don Money.
Don Money is worth money. Did you keep that? Did you have like an autograph book? I mean, these look in very good condition.
Yeah, and so I've kept them in my WRCO Radio Brewers
look
envelope.
Look at that! All these years. Oh my gosh, that is amazing, Jeff. That's really cool.
So I don't throw anything away. My wife hates that, but
that's why I don't have either a wife or a husband.
Just call yourself an archivist.
I'm an archivist. Right. Yes, that's.
I'm
that's
an amateur hoarder.
Polite way of putting it. Yeah, I'm really a hoarder. Yeah.
All right, what do you got today, Mr. Perry? What are we doing? Are we doing something for a quiz? What is this?
So I brought some trivia. I thought I would ask you some questions about the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers season and see if I could stump you on the air.
All right, stump live. Todd. Not hard to do, but we'll. So, all right. Yeah, we got a couple minutes before the first break, but go ahead. Here we go. A little try to stump Todd with Brewer trivia.
So in 1982, the Brewers had the best record in the major leagues. Mm-hmm. It was 95-67-1. So the Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles had a tie game on June 16th. The score was tied at 2 after 9 innings, and the game was called because of rain. And the way the rules were at the time, and I believe it's still this way, the game counts as a tie, and all the stats accumulated count.
Okay.
But it had to be replayed in its entirety later to count as a win and loss because you have to have 162 games.
Really?
That mattered big time because the Brewers won the American League East by just one game over those Baltimore Orioles.
Wow. That's amazing. I did not know that. I wonder if that'll be in the movie.
I hope.
We'll find out. We'll find out next week. Just a Bit Outside, the movie premieres on Friday, September 13th. But you can go on Wednesday to the VIP performance by texting popcorn right now. P-O-P-C-O-R-N. Popcorn. Text it now to the Civic Media app. That grand prize drawing at the end of the show. Come on back for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
out.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, September 6th. TGIF Zommers, what did you dial up there?
You should ask Jeff Perry.
What Brewers keep turning up the heat. It was the radio theme song, I think a little before 82. But I told
Aaron. Did you have 45?
I have it here in the in the satchel.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Oh my gosh, look at this. He actually has the 45.
Wow.
Wow, that's incredible. So that was like their theme, like their radio opening song or something?
Right, so you'd put that on a cart. People who were in radio back in the day don't know what a cart was.
An 8-track tape. Yeah. Wait, what's that? An analog piece of tape inside of a plastic cartridge. Go ahead.
And so that's what you'd play in and out of the game or for promos or things like that.
I don't remember that. That's good. Wow. The archivist is Mr. Jeff Perry. Let's plug your own show. You have a show on WVMO across town. Tell the people about that, where they can find it.
Thank you. Yeah. It's called This Week in Music History. It airs on WVMO 98.7 FM, a small community radio station of a whopping 100 watts. But it also streams on the internet at WVMO.fm. Wednesday nights at 8, Saturday mornings at 9. My kids are on it with me, which is an enormous amount of fun.
It is.
And I do what happened in music history that week. So musical birthdays, album releases, what was the number one song, that kind of thing. All kinds of different genres. And it's a lot of fun. And we just celebrated our 9th anniversary.
Wow. Congrats.
So I've been doing the show for 9 years.
Congrats. And it may be a small community station, as you put it, but you win big awards. You won a Wisconsin Broadcasters Award last year. Congrats.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I mean, recognize it's a great show. It really is. This Week in Music History.
This Week in Music History,
Jeff Perry. Find it locally on WVMO or look for it online as well. You don't want to miss it. It's fun. It's informative and some great music as well.
It's infotainment.
That's exactly what it is, infotainment. 22 past the hour of 1 o'clock. By the way, people asking what happened to the Facebook channel today. Turns out the Meta people are coming after us.
No, there's just a glitch on Facebook.
There's some sort of a glitch because we were talking earlier about Russians doing wacky things. Wow, imagine that. They shut us down.
I think they're just Cardinals fans.
Exactly what they are. They're the hideous St. Louis Cardinals fans is what they are. No, it's some sort of a glitch. We appreciate you telling us, but Zommers is on top of it. You can still watch us on YouTube. You can watch us on the Civic Media X Twitter channel, or by golly, just over old analog radio as well. Don't forget to text popcorn right now, P-O-P-C-O-R-N, popcorn, to the text to win trivia. Jeff Perry here to talk a little bit more about Brewers trivia, particularly from 1982.
All right, so we all know Harvey Keene was the manager who won the American League Manager of the Year that year, took the Brewers to the World Series. But he did not start out the season as the manager. He started out as the batting coach. Who started out the season as the manager?
Who started the season in 82? I literally just read this like a week ago.
Think outer space. Buck Rogers.
Buck Showalter. No, Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers. So on June 1st.
That's right.
On June 1st, the Brewers had a dismal 23-24 record. They fired Rogers. They put Harvey Keene in. He was a Wisconsin native. He was born in West Allis. He was a fan favorite. and he was a favorite of the players, and they just immediately gelled behind him, and then they ended up with 95 wins after having only 23 wins as of June 1st.
Incredible. And he was right out of central casting because the guy at the time literally had a peg leg and lived above a bar in Milwaukee.
That is just amazing.
Isn't that great? I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
No.
All right, next one.
All right. So the Brewers hit so many home runs that season, the team's nickname was...
Harvey's Wallbangers.
That's right. After the cocktail. Mm-hmm. So they hit 216 home runs that summer. Wow. Tops in the majors. Who on the team led, who had the most home runs?
See, I feel this is like a trick question because what I want to say is Stormin Gorman Thomas because of his nickname. I'm going to say for whatever reason, Paul Molitor.
It was Gorman Thomas.
I should have gone at my gut. Yeah. All right.
So he hit 39. Mm-hmm. He tied Reggie Jackson for the American League lead. Ben Ogilvy hit 34. Mm-hmm. Cecil Cooper, 32. Robin Yount, 29. Ted Simmons, 23.
Wow. Think of
pretty impressive.
Think of that.
Yeah.
That's like having a whole team in today's world of Jackson Cheerios. Yes. I had a bowl of Jackson Cheerios for breakfast.
And I was just going to say that, and you beat me to it. So here's my favorite. Mm-hmm. The pitching coach for the Brewers that year was Cal McLish. His full name, and this is real, Calvin Coolidge Julius Caesar Tuskahoma McLish.
Get out of town.
His actual name.
That's his real legal name.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Did his parents hate him?
And he was fired after 82.
Wow.
And he became a scout for the team.
I'm sure he did.
Okay. In the broadcast booth, of course, in the radio broadcast booth, was Bob Uecker. Who was his partner?
It was not Pat Hughes.
No, it was
he came
not.
On after. It was something like Melvin Gordon or Melvin Jones or Melvin somebody.
Dwayne Mosley.
That's it. Yeah.
Now, the flagship station on the Brewers radio network was not WTMJ as it is now. What was it?
Was it WISN?
It was.
Wow. All right, got one right. I know a little radio history. All right.
All right. The position player who appeared in the most games in 1982 for the Brewers at 160 out of the 162 was whom?
Rockin' Robin Yount.
Paul Molitor.
See, I knew Molitor would be an answer somewhere.
The position player in the fewest number of games with only four was who? If I didn't look this up, I would
only
not
four
know.
Appearances?
Yeah. I believe they were all pinch hits, if I'm not mistaken. Bob Scooby. Whose autograph is in that envelope?
Scooby Dooby Doo. Bob Scooby.
Three members of the team went on to be prominent figures in the organization after they retired.
Okay.
One of them was won accolades as a minor league manager. Do you know who that was?
Well, Molitor went on to be a manager of the Twins, but I don't know.
Don Money.
Okay.
He was responsible for developing a lot of young talent in the Brewers organization. One of them went on to be a big league manager for the Brewers and some other teams. He was a member of that 82 team.
Well, Craig Counsell's too young.
Yes.
Couldn't have been Counsell. I don't know.
Ned Yost.
Oh, that's right. Ned Yost.
And a third member of the team went on to be a member of the TV broadcasting crew.
Yount's made appearances, but he wasn't actually part of the crew.
He's not doing the play-by-play in the games, but he does the before and after.
I don't know.
Jerry Augustine.
Oh, Jerry Augustine was on that team?
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm not as smart as I would like to be.
Raleigh Fingers.
Yes, a great mustache.
Yes, and one of the great closers, one of the first closers of the game, suffered a shoulder injury late in the season. Who took over and saved games for him after he could not do it?
Don Sutton.
Oh, good guess. Bob McClure.
Bob McClure.
All right. Well, and okay, here we go.
Final one.
Last one. Mm-hmm. When the Brewers acquired Don Sutton late in the season from the Houston Astros, that meant that there were five future Hall of Famers on that 82 team. Can you name them?
Yount, Molitor, Vukovich, Fingers. Did I get a name?
Replace. Okay. Yount, Molitor, Fingers, Simmons, Sutton.
There you go. Jeff Perry, thank you very much. I appreciate it, my friend. Text popcorn right now to the text line. Back with Peter Rapine after this.
93.5 The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is calling for bipartisan action on gun safety after Wednesday's mass shooting at a school in Georgia.
Some of my Republican friends in Congress just finally have to say enough is enough. We have to do something. Together, let's ban assault weapons. Let's require safe storage of firearms.
Biden made the remarks in Wisconsin yesterday while announcing a $7 billion investment to generate renewable energy in rural America. Marathon swimmer Jim Dreyer has given up on his latest attempt to swim from Michigan to Milwaukee. Dreyer spent about 40 hours in the water before throwing in the towel. He says the water wasn't cooperating. It's Dreyer's second unsuccessful attempt since going the distance back in 1998. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The biannual point-in-time survey has found a sharp rise in the number of identified unhoused individuals in the Chippewa Valley area. According to the study, the total number of unhoused individuals in Eau Claire, Buffalo, Jackson, and Trempealeau counties has doubled just since January, jumping from 52 people to 104 people. Officials cited a lack of affordable housing as the reason for the sharp increase in the unhoused population and say the true number of unhoused individuals could easily be even higher. Xcel Energy is proposing a new high-voltage transmission line starting near Blair and connecting to already existing infrastructure in Eau Claire. According to a press release, the organization says their Western Wisconsin transmission connection and other projects in development could bring in more than 2,500 watts of renewable energy, enough to power over 1.3 million homes each year. If approved by the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, construction on the new transmission line could begin in 2026. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's always nice when one of your favorite shows is renewed and you're told by someone from the cast while on the air. HBO's award-winning show Hacks will have a fourth season. This week on Nightlight, actress Rose Abdu joined the show and told me that she found out Hacks was just renewed last week. Abdu was a great guest and plays the character Josephina on the show, which stars Jean Smart. Check it out. And for the love of God, will you please stop news? There is talk of Ocean's 14 possibly happening. The Ocean's franchise was created so George Clooney and Brad Pitt could work together and pal around. It's actually based on a remake from the 1950s that starred Frank Sinatra that wasn't that great to begin with, but George and Brad need to hang out while sporting great threads on cam. So they recruited All Quiet on the Western Front director Edward Berger to helm what will be the most recently polished turd in the franchise. I'm sorry, I meant film. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny, back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Heads up! Heads up! Here's another one, another one, and another one.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on a TGIF edition, September 6, 2024. Remember, you have about 10 minutes left to enter our Text to Win contest for two VIP tickets to Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. We're going to pick that in just a little bit. Text the word popcorn, P-O-P-C-O-R-N. Popcorn, text that right now to the Civic Media app. We'll draw in just a little while. Right now, though, we're happy to welcome back, along with Jeff Perry, who's going to stick around during this segment, our friend and ongoing contributor. He is the managing editor of EPOM's World, Mr. Peter Rapine, who has been off for a couple of weeks scavenging the world, around the world, for stories and headlines that interest you, live from Brooklyn, New York. Mr. Rapine, how the heck are you?
I am doing much, much better now. It's almost the end of the week, and I get to hang out with you guys.
I love Peter Rapine because he brings a chillness, a vibe, that's just a great way to end the week. And for go ahead.
You got to be level-headed when you do what I do.
I know you do. And friends, to remind people, this is not satire. These aren't things you make up. It's not writers just thinking what kind of goofy headline. These are real, actual idiot humans doing real, actual human idiot things.
And we love them for it.
We love them for it. All right, Peter Rapine, what do you got?
All right, so to quench our thirst, this story comes to us from the Arctic. And thanks, Mr. Zommers, for that cue-in, because the headline reads, "Ludicrous risks brain parasites by drinking glacier water."
All right.
Insert RFK joke here.
For those that don't know, Ludicrous is a performer, a singer.
Yes, and drinking glacier water has somehow become like a thing online.
Really?
I think people assume that because it looks crystal clear and is natural, that it's safe for you, but that couldn't be any further from the truth. There's a lot of ancient bacteria in it, many of which will probably give you some form of a parasite in your brain.
Good Lord. That's what happened to me years ago. But go ahead. Go ahead. I drank glacier water one time. Out in Montana. I was there like in 1994, a buddy from college, and we were hiking up East Glacier. Oh, this looks good.
So maybe it is as bad as people say.
Yes, maybe that's the problem. Go ahead.
But Luda also did something funny this week where he threw out a first pitch at a Braves game, and he had, you guys probably remember from his music video, those big giant arms. I forget what the video was. It was back when I was a kid. But allegedly Luda's doing fine. He says he feels like Superman.
It seems
like one of those odd bucket list things that rich people have. It's like, oh, I went to Antarctica. Might as well poison myself with 1,000-year-old bacteria. Like, why not?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess when I drank it, it was kind of like from a stream coming off of a glacier. So, I mean, it may have been something from a grizzly bear. I don't know, but it was liquid. It was going downhill. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. This is going downhill quickly. Go ahead to the next headline, Peter.
All right, so the next headline is probably the most bizarre world record we've ever come across. And I don't know specifically what the title is, but it's a video of a man spitting a ping pong ball from his mouth against a wall, catching it again in his mouth, and then spitting it back against a wall. And he does this 30, 40, 50 times.
Bacteria,
I'm not quite sure what you call that.
Ludicrous.
But our headline reads.
But go ahead.
Exactly. Our headline reads: world record for spitting ping pong balls against wall. And anyone listening,
breaks
you
world
need
record
to
for
see
spitting
the
ping
video.
Pong balls against ball. Yeah, go ahead.
And you need to watch this. There's no amount of me explaining it that will do it justice. But he's really good at it, and he deserves all the fame I hope he gets from from learning this. We don't know how he learned it or where, but
I haven't played beer pong since college, but I don't think that's the way it worked.
I never did beer pong at all, I don't think. I don't remember it anyway. Zombers, what do you got?
Yeah, I will put the link to this video in the podcast description, but I am going to play a little bit of the audio because with the frantic music and how quickly it just goes back and forth,
all right, here we
I
go.
Think it's still listening to. Actually, it just broke.
Oh,
oh no,
course.
Now it's working.
All right, here we go.
Oh, wow.
The look on this man's face is so intense, and it's just so, so fast.
It's coming, going, he's got in and out of his mouth that quickly?
Yeah. No, you got to watch this.
All right. Wow. We'll put it in the show notes. That's amazing, Peter. I don't get that one. All right. It really is. All right.
I don't
next.
Think we're ever going to see someone else with those types of skills. Yeah. No.
If you do, give me his number. Anyway, go ahead. What else do we got, Peter? Okay. Yes.
Next headline reads, Phillies minor league team dog makes debut by taking a dump on the field.
I saw the video of this. This was hilarious. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the team's called the Clearwater Threshers. And I think a lot of minor league teams, fact check me on this, they have fun ways. They have animals and
dogs.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
You know, fun ways to liven up the game. But as it goes, when you hire a dog, you can't really tell it when not to go to the bathroom. So it ran onto the field. Everyone started cheering. It squatted to take a poop, and everyone started awing and laughing. But he seems like he's having a fun time.
The dog's name was Lucy May. And Lucy May had to do her business, and you see it in real time. And she seems like look at me, and she just does her business, and then somebody's got to clean it up.
Lucy May was full of glacier water, I think.
Yes, maybe. But you know, you're right here in Madison. We have the Madison Mallards, or not now they're not Mallards anymore.
They're still the Mallards.
Yeah, they're still the Mallards.
The Muskies, they used to be.
Yeah, the Muskies. Fish, Mallards, I don't know, all waterfowl. But all right, I love minor league baseball for the reasons you say, Peter, because there's more than just baseball going on. There's fun family entertainment, like a dog doing his business.
Do they have duck races at this?
I've been there a handful of times. I've never seen it, but wouldn't that be great if they did?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll suggest that. All right, Peter Rapine from EPOM's World, managing editor. All these real headlines, by the way, can be found at epomsworld.com. Next headline.
All right, so this is a little more serious of a story, but it comes to us from the geniuses of TikTok.
Of course.
Basically, over the weekend, people thought they had found what they called a free money glitch. Turns out what they had figured out was how to commit check fraud.
Go ahead. I know what's coming. Go ahead.
So the headline reads, TikTokers learned what check kidding was. Immediately start committing a federal crime. So the short of it was, is TikTokers would write checks to themselves, deposit those checks into their banks, and before Chase figured out they were fake, they would get $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 deposited into their account. Lo and behold, it didn't last long. And before surprise. Everyone who did it was negative $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. But it went viral, as most dumb things like this do. And there were a lot of fun laughs to be had.
And some felony convictions, I think,
as it turns out. I mean, that's the point, is that how to... People think they're going to get away with this because their name is literally electronically attached to this, right?
Exactly.
You're just going to take out $50,000 to move to Brazil and watch the Packers and get stoned and never come home? I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, if you ever see someone saying free money glitch, just walk the other way. Right. Just turn around.
And my sister and I were out in New York City last year and saw the great Tony Award-winning film Kimberly Akimbo. And one of the storylines is that the aunt is it commits check fraud. And there's a great line in the one of the kids says, "But wouldn't that be check fraud?" And she goes, "What really is check fraud?" So here it is, check fraud still going on. People writing fake checks and putting it in ATMs. It's not a money machine, for goodness sake.
No, but this is one of the serious dangers of social media. You see a video, you see other people participating in it, you see it trending on Twitter, and you think it's legit, and you say, oh, why not? Why can't I get in on that? And before you know it, you haven't thought really anything, and now you're in a deep hole.
So. Before you know it, there's a SWAT team waking you up at 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Kids, because people lost the real money they did have. So if you had $10,000 in the bank and you write a fake check for $20,000, well, now you don't have any money.
Sadly. Peter Rapine with Math 101 here on Civic Media. That's fantastic.
This is not financial advice.
We may clip that out because I like that a lot. Peter Rapine's math class. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline.
All right. Some of these next ones are funnier, more on the lighter side of things. A person was stopped at the Miami airport for trying to check themselves in as luggage.
What? Say what?
Yeah. Which I guess you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. Headline reads, someone tried to ship themselves as luggage at the airport. And it's a man standing in line at the baggage claim. He looks like he's wearing some green suit of some kind.
All right.
And they weigh him and they open the bag and, you know, his face kind of pops out and he gets told to leave. I don't know where he was trying to go, but I know he didn't get there.
In 1964 in London, a young fan of the Beatles tried to mail herself to the group.
Way.
And the only reason they found her out was because she sneezed in the train station where the mail was being picked up.
No.
And a train porter unwrapped her. And so people have been doing stupid stuff for a long time.
And this is what keeps E-Bomb's world in business, you understand, right? This has been, and Jeff is my resident friend who is a Beatle. I mean, you really are an aficionado of Beatles memorabilia and trivia.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you're welcome. All right, Rapine, we got a couple of minutes left here. What do you got?
Well, do you remember the guy last year who he was a pilot? He ate a ton of mushrooms and then he almost killed everyone on the plane. Like he tried to pull the emergency door open and he had to be restrained.
Yes.
Well, he's on his official apology tour now.
He's back.
After much consideration, he is ready to apologize to all the people he nearly killed.
Headline? The headline is, dude who tried to hijack a plane on mushrooms says he's really, really sorry he almost killed everyone. Now, and we're not talking like, you know, morels or shiitakes here, right?
Yeah, you'd figure this probably would happen immediately after the news broke. Like, you don't wait 6-7 months to make this apology tour. Like, you want to get right to that. Most people have probably moved on. I don't want to say we've forgiven him.
Right.
But after this interview, maybe I think most people can be a step closer to.
Well, that's the thing. Like, is he going to try to write a book now, or is he going to try to go on, you know, make money off of this?
I wonder if his public defender said, you know, the judge will probably take 18 months off your sentence if you apologize.
Right, the apology. And here we are talking about the guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, he could at least start his own podcast or something, right?
Right. How about that? You know, 30,000 feet or something like they call it that. Well, that's fantastic. Peter Rapine, we got to cut the segment a little short because we got to give away this big prize here on the other side. But we always appreciate you. You're fantastic. Can you come back in a couple of weeks with just a bigger, better, not better, but just a bigger, we'll give you more time.
Totally. Love to.
All right. Fantastic. Well, have a wonderful weekend. Are you having big plans out there in Brooklyn?
A friend of mine's having an art opening tonight. Oh. So I'm going to that.
Well, congratulations to them. Enjoy yourself. Peter Rapine, EPOM's World. You can find all these great headlines and more. EPOMsWorld.com. Thanks a lot, Peter. Really appreciate you.
Thanks, Todd.
Come on back. Phil Nee and I will give away the big grand prize on the other side. We'll send you to a VIP world premiere on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Yes, time to once again, with the help of John Fulgerty, with a little Brewers text to win trivia of what is it?
Just a bit outside.
Very good, Mr. Zomers. Nicely done. Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside text to win contest all this week on my show here and on Phil Nee's show out at WRCO in Richland Center. We've been doing this and we bring him on live now from the WRCO studios in beautiful Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center, Mr. Philip James Nee. Phil, how are you?
Good afternoon, Todd. It's been fun doing this giveaway and reminiscing about the 82 Brewers. That was the year I graduated from high school, so I remember it really well.
Wow. Well, our former colleague and friend Jeff Perry is here in the studio as well. He brought in his memorabilia. No, it's great. He has all these original programs. He has autographs. It's been great, Jeff.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Phil. Nice talking to you.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
I'm good.
Good to talk to you as well.
It's an old WRCO reunion. And by the way, Phil, correct me if I'm wrong, RCO, 75-year anniversary this year, right?
That's correct. The Diamond anniversary, the actual date is October 18th.
Wow. I cannot. We're going to come out, if you let us, we want to do a special show out there. So that'll be fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to try to have some alumni back or at least say a few words about their memories.
All right, sounds good. Well, let's get to this, Phil. Here's what's been happening every day. We'll call these we'll call the runner-up winners a little bit later today. Four people between Phil and I's show have won a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club level seats for this Sunday, September 22nd game, which is in Arizona. Now, the person we're going to try this on, again, Phil, great potential for disaster here. We're going to attempt to, the computer randomly has chosen, we had nothing to do with it, the computer chose between our two shows, all of the entries, all week, and the person we're about to call is going to win two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, including a reception, a post-movie Q&A with the filmmakers, the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Waukesha next Wednesday. It includes an overnight stay in a hotel and also a $100 quick trip gas card. Are you ready, Philip?
I am ready. Runner up, is that maybe Ping Pong and Boaz or something like that?
That's exactly what it is. It's Ping
is
Pong.
It? Okay,
it's
great,
Ping
great.
Pong and Boaz. We'll meet you out there.
Badminton in Bosstown.
All right, Phil, here we go. Mr. Zomers is dialing. We're going to bring these people on here and we'll. Oh, this is fantastic. All right. Very good.
It went to voicemail.
Did it really?
Not straight to voicemail, but they were not available to pick up the phone.
All right. I guess we could text them. I could try that.
I'll shoot them a text right now.
Yeah, shoot them a text and tell them to call the number if they're home. This is very exciting,
Phil. Live radio at its best.
Exactly.
Yeah, live radio at its best.
I'll give you... You want to know a hint, Phil? I do know this.
Yes.
I do know this. And you know, Phil has a great listening audience in Southwest Wisconsin. Jeff and Phil and I all worked at the great station, RCO. Our station, we're fortunate enough to go out statewide on 12 different stations. So statistically, you would think that the odds are better that people who entered in our show are higher than Phil's show. But Phil, I can tell you, just from looking at the number, the winner of the grand prize is someone who listens to your show.
Woohoo! I promised him.
Is that a fact?
All right.
Yeah, it was. And again, the computer does this randomly. We had nothing to do with it. So the computer chose one of your listeners. Let's see if I can find out what day it was that they actually listened in and won.
Thursday.
I can't believe your computer still uses Windows 95.
It does not. Well, somebody who texted in on Phil's show on Thursday at 8:38 a.m. when the winning entry was the word brat, or some people say brat.
Yeah, brat, exactly. Good to know. In fact, when I gave out one of my words today was euchre. I think you had your word euchre earlier this week, but I had to tell people how to spell it because oftentimes they spell it like the card game.
Right. Yes, yeah. I said the same thing. I spelled it on the air on Monday. I said, not the card game euchre, but yeah.
Not the card game. Yep.
No, and interestingly enough, one of the people who actually won the Brewers tickets today is somebody who listened to your show and texted in during your show, but is one of our actual regular listeners. So they were using the Civic Media app to listen to your show and then texted in. But there was one of our regular listeners. So see the cross-pollinization, Phil.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, back in the day, and Jeff will attest to this as well, on a good night, if we got to Boaz or Boston with our signal, we were doing well.
Right.
And now people are hearing it all over the state, all over the world.
I listened to Those Were the Days on the Civic Media app, Phil.
There you go.
Did you really?
All the way from Deerfield, Wisconsin.
That's awesome. Yeah, we've had some trivia winners from all around the state, so that makes it a lot of fun. I have to find things because they're not going to want to come down to Richland Center for a cup of coffee from, you know, Amory or wherever.
right.
So we got to find some state prizes.
Exactly. Zomer, you've texted the winner, is that correct?
I did. No response yet.
No response yet. Should we try calling again just for the fun of it to keep harassing them?
I don't know if we want to harass them, but
because I mean, it's always better when
you're probably at work.
When you get a, you know, the police may pull up, and then we have a party. You know,
does it show up as spam?
Well, I mean, that could be the thing, right? you know, because I'm like you, Phil. I'm sure, like I get calls my cell phone now. If I don't know the number, I'm not going to answer it.
Yeah, it's a good way to screen it. Absolutely.
All right. And you're going to be out, Phil, you and Chad Holmes, again, I call you the hardest two people working in civic media because you're covering the high school football tonight. What game are you doing tonight?
We're at Dodgeville, River Valley Dodgeville. It's the Southwest Conference opener, so third week of the season, and it'll be on our Facebook page because we got blocked by a certain NFL team tonight.
Yes, those Dirty Dog Packers. No, not Dirty Dog Packers. One quick serious note here, guys. This is just coming through now. From channel3000.com in Madison. We reported earlier here in Madison that Mariner Hospital had been on a lockdown. That lockdown has thankfully been lifted. Apparently no injuries reported, and it was due to an outside threat of a call that came in. More details on Civic Media News throughout the day, but again, the lockdown that had been in place for Mariner Hospital in Madison has now been lifted, and no reports of any injuries, so that is certainly good news. Phil, a couple of, about a minute and a half left. Any particular memories of you of the 82 Brewers?
50 seconds left, actually.
Oh, 50, what, sorry.
Oh, 50. Oh, my, I better hurry. I just remember we were driving back. We were going to Trans-American School of Broadcasting in Wausau, and when the final out was made in the American League Championship Series, we pulled over on Highway 51 and got out and ran around the car and got back in. We were like, We're like the only car on the road. Everybody else is watching the Brewers, you know.
That's fantastic. Phil, thanks for helping us out all week on this contest. We will reach out to the grand prize winner and announce that on both of our shows next week. Trigvi Olsen, Brady Ewing, Jeff Perry, Peter Rapine, Zommers, and Phil Nee, we appreciate you all. Most of all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dom Salvia, who joins me to talk about his new show here on Civic Media. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc's Terry Barr brings new music and sparkling conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 ADP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.